Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Now time to talk about the Blue Jay football with head coach Garrett Michael. And well, coach, last week, tough game. Go on the road against a very good Chapman team that you guys fell to a year ago. You battle, but you fall just short 24-22 as Chapman scores there in the final minute. So overall, what were your thoughts just on that week one loss?
Well, we got punched in the mouth quickly a couple times early in the first quarter. And so, you know, we had to grow up quickly, and I felt that we did that. We just have some guys that haven't been in the fire, and right now they're getting baptized by fire. So when you get punched in the mouth as a coach with our guys, I wanted to see their, you know, what their answer was. And their answer was to have a good scoring drive. One big play, and now we're back in it. And then a huge stop before halftime when they were inside the 10 or the 5. I can't remember, but our guys just kept battling, and that's who they are, and they never gave up. And, you know, you can't coach that, and that's what I told them. And so at halftime they were challenged by the seniors and by the coaches, and I thought they responded really well in the second half.
Yeah, talking about your guys being resilient, and that's exactly what you want to see, obviously, especially with it being week one. How impressed were you, though, with that senior group, the way they did step up and lead there on Friday?
Well, you know, you can go one of two ways. You can either lay down and let them run over you, or you can, you know, reach down and have some guts and compete the whole game, and that's exactly what I thought our guys did. It was just reach down, and everybody individually just played a little harder, just refused maybe to be blocked, or finally found a way to make a play that they needed to make that they didn't in the first half. And so our team came out and put some scores on the board, put some stops on the board, got a turnover, and obviously went ahead in the fourth quarter, and you have a chance to win at the end of the game, and that's all you can ask for as a coach. And then Chapman put together a really good drive, and you got to take your hats off to them because they earned that drive, and they scored with, you know, 40 seconds to go to win the game. So a lot of things that we look at, just little things. Got a field goal blocked, and if you make that, you win the game, but we didn't. And so just little things you gotta do to correct ourselves. And I thought this week our guys watched film and just saw little things that they could correct. And if nothing we're asking them to do that they can't do, it's just about refusing to get beat play after play after play. And if you can do that, then you're going to be successful.
Looking ahead to this week, you'll have another road game as you'll be back in the Big 7 League. You'll travel to Riverside, and we'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back to the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Garrett Michael. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. And, coach, looking ahead to this week, you're in the Big 7 League after the non-league game there in week one. You're going to travel to Riverside. They're a team coming off a tough loss last Friday night. So what do you look at here with this matchup with the Cyclones?
Well, same thing as our team. We want to get back on the winning side. You know, for us, we're worried about what we do offensively. We're not worried about what the opponent does. We got to fix stuff on our side of the football, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And if you take care of those little things, then, you know, hopefully the scoreboard takes care of itself. But when you look at Riverside, their quarterback is very, very dangerous with his speed and his arm. He can throw any throw that's asked of him. And if it's not open or the pocket breaks down, then he gets outside and is very dangerous. He likes to throw and run, but he also can tuck it and run, and he's not afraid to run you over either. So just very dangerous individual on the football field. They've got a really good running back, really big, physical running back. It's going to take more than one guy to bring him down. So you've got some weapons there, and when they get their timing down on the outside with their passing game, they spread the whole field and allow their best athletes to work. So we just have to be disciplined in what we do and trust what we see, and then work within the scheme that we're given.
And Coach, you talk about having a couple of things on offense that you do need to shore up. What are those couple of things that you feel like you guys really have to improve on from week one here to week two?
Just little things of getting off the football harder, faster, game speed, Friday night speed, and, you know, getting your eyes up and seeing who you block, understanding they're not going to be right there at the snap, and just trusting the system a little bit. And I thought we did that in the second half of Chapman better than the first half. So we should see some improvement from game one to two, just little things like that, getting off the ball, protecting the ball. We can't turn it over. We had one interception. And so we can't give other teams extra possessions. And defensively, the biggest thing is to do the things we're taught in practice and take them to the game, scheme-wise. And if we do those little tiny things, then we'll be a much better team week two than week one.
If you want to watch Sabetha at Riverside, you can watch that along with every Sabetha football game live Friday night on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. But, Coach, with that, thank you so much. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our locker room chats. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office here on FM 103.9 KNZA.